In this bulletin, the New South Wales lockdown to be extended by 4 weeks. Queensland records one new local COVID-19 case. And in sport, Australia's Olympic campaign continues with a big day 5 in Tokyo. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Greater Sydney's lockdown has been extended until the 28th of August, with restrictions to continue in Greater Sydney, Wollongong and the Blue Mountains. An additional 3 local government areas in Sydney, Campbelltown, Parramatta and Georges River are now also under stricter movement restrictions, with only essential workers allowed to leave. There have also been changes to testing requirements in southwest Sydney. Only aged care and healthcare workers living in Fairfield need to get tested every 3 days, while all essential workers from the Canterbury-Bankstown area need to be tested every 3 days. 177 new local cases of COVID-19 were recorded in New South Wales, with at least 46 infectious while in the community. It's the highest number of daily new infections recorded in the current Delta outbreak. Schools will remain online until the lockdown period, with the exception of Year 12 students who will resume face-to-face learning in 2 weeks. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says students living in the flagged 8 government areas will be offered Pfizer vaccines.
In the next 4 weeks, children will continue to need to be homeschooled, except for Year 12. And our intention is that Year 12 face-to-face learning recommences in 2 weeks' time on Monday the 16th of August. But I want to be clear that is based on the fact that within those 8 LGAs of concern, the New South Wales government will be vaccinating students 16 to 18 years of age who are in Year 12.
And from today, anyone over the age of 18 in New South Wales can get an AstraZeneca vaccine at a participating pharmacist. The same will be available at state vaccination hubs from Friday. Data from New South Wales Health shows 2/3 of all current cases in the state are under the age of 40. The greatest proportion of cases is in 20 to 29-year-olds, with 540 infections in that age group out of a total of nearly 2,400 reported so far. And Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of coronavirus. Health Minister Yvette Diarth said the person had been in hotel quarantine after travelling from the Philippines. All of his tests in hotel quarantine were negative, but he felt unwell after leaving and got a test which came back positive. Crowds won't be permitted at AFL games for at least 2 weeks under Victoria's eased coronavirus restrictions starting today. Premier Daniel Andrews says he understands a ban on AFL fans attending games won't be popular, but he says it's necessary for safety reasons. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Dr. Brett Sutton says decisions about spectators are under constant review.
We'll need to think about exactly how people are seated and separated and get up for food and toilets in those larger crowds as well. So it's a bit of work to work through.
Turning to the Olympics and sports to watch for Aussie medals on day 5 at the Tokyo Olympics include the women's rowing, cycling and boxing. In the men's competition, the Boomers are up against Italy tonight while the Hockeroos face off with Japan. The national men's football team is also returning to the field as they fight for a place in the next round of the competition, the Uluru's up against Egypt. Meanwhile, all eyes are on the pool this morning for the women's 200 metre freestyle. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. A shower or two in Perth, 18 degrees in Adelaide, showers and 15. Windy with a top of 16 degrees for Melbourne. In Hobart, a shower or two and 15. Rain and windy, 11 degrees in Canberra. Partly cloudy and 23 in Wollongong. Much the same, 24 in Sydney. Similar conditions for Newcastle. In Brisbane, sunny as well, 25 degrees. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 28. And 32 degrees for Darwin, where it's a humid day and mostly sunny. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.